Welcome back to That 590 Show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is the head coach of the River City Raiders. They are taking on the Myrtle Beach Sharks and their home season finale tomorrow night at the Family Arena. Very happy to have Greg Moore, the chief, on the phone with us. Greg Moore, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed. Thank you, guys.
How excited are you for this game tomorrow? Maybe a little bit bittersweet. This is the last home one, but I know you're probably just pumped for game day, though, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. A good contest. We're looking forward to putting some numbers up like we did last game against Savannah. And as long as we execute, I feel the defense will be fine. As long as we execute offensively, we should have no problems.
And you beat Savannah the last time, 67-18. Quarterback, Mike Tilden, he went 10 for 11 with 6 touchdowns, spreading the ball over the place. So that'll be exciting to watch.
Sir. Oh, absolutely. We're trying to see how he's going to handle a little more pressure this time. I think Myrtle Beach will probably bring a little more pressure than the Savannah team did. So that's what we're looking forward to, see how he handles that. And then we can close the book on it, you know. Right now, the jury's still out because, like I said, he didn't get a lot of pressure in the first game.
And is that what Myrtle Beach, the Sharks, is that what your opponent does the best is rush the quarterback?
Yeah, they do a pretty good job rushing quarterback. We don't know a whole lot about them, but from what I've been told, other teams have seen them. They do a pretty good job getting after the quarterback.
Let's get a little bit more about your background and your resume. Is this your first head coaching experience? Is this your first head coaching job?
Not my first head coaching job. First head coaching job on the indoor game, yes. I've been the head coach and general manager for the St. Louis Bulldogs minor pro development team since 1998.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So from a coaching standpoint, how much more difficult or easier is it to coach indoors as opposed to outdoors?
Well, the indoor game is a fast game, and that's what I like about the indoor game. It's a fast game. You don't have the personnel that you can select from. We only suit up 20 guys, but those 20 is the best 20 you have on your 30-man roster, and it changes from week to week normally. But I like the fact that it's a fast game. You know, quarterback, 3 seconds, the ball is gone. And it's designed for teams to score. And I purposely coach defense because I like to stop teams from scoring. And so, that's why I love the game. It's fast, quick, and in a hurry.
And your defense is led by Bernard Quinn out of SEMOS. Tell us a little bit about him.
Oh, yeah, Bernard's a veteran of the game, been playing the game 4 or 5 years, knows the game. Just a solid all-around player. He also doubles on the offensive side when we need an offensive lineman.
And when the arena football, is it difficult to balance the running attack with Keenan Miller with the passing game?
Well, no. Keenan's such a versatile athlete. He runs and he can catch the ball. And so we use him in both situations, short down runs and when we need a score, you know, he'll come out that backfield, go up the wall, and catch that ball.
Greg Moore joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. He is the head coach of the River City Raiders. He goes by the nickname The Chief. How did you get that nickname, Greg?
Well, as a lot of people don't know, I'm a retired police chief for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
I was in law enforcement for 40 years, between law enforcement and military. And so they've been calling me chief for the last 20 years here in the St. Louis area. I've been chief of police for several different cities, chief of investigations, chief of security, chief of different things. So everybody, I got that nickname, Chief.
That's not a bad.
Now I got.
That's not a bad nickname to have. Yeah, but normally,
no, it's not.
Normally though, whenever it's someone who is retired law enforcement, even sometimes retired military, it seems like their nickname is always Sarge. But your nickname's Chief. I like it.
Yeah, well, being the chief of police, they say once a chief, always a chief.
and you're right about that. I think they always say that about people who are in law enforcement. Once a cop, always a cop, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, sir.
What about your football playing experience? Did you played in high school and played a little bit in college, or give us?
I didn't play. Quiet as kept. I tell people all the time, I didn't play. I was playing other sports in high school, and I didn't play in college. What I did play, I played the competitive flag league when they had them here in St. Louis back in the day. And then when I was also a former FBI agent, and when I I was working out and playing with a team up in Chicago, kind of a semi-pro team, and I had opportunity to go play pro ball and couldn't get a leave of absence from the government. So I started studying football in 1985, and I said, I'm going to be the best I can be at the game of football and the coaching aspect. And so I've been coaching since 1985 football, and I've gotten pretty good at it, you know, over the years.
So you're almost a little like Vince Lombardi when it came to basketball. Vince Lombardi's known, obviously, for being one of the greatest football coaches of all time, but there was a great documentary on HBO about Vince Lombardi, how he wanted to be the head football coach. This high school in New Jersey said, we'll let you coach a football team, but you also have to coach the basketball team, too. And Lombardi goes, okay, you got it. And he had no idea about the game of basketball. He never even heard of it before. He went to the
There's something you say that because I coached basketball for a number of years and was very successful at it. And then all of a sudden, I said, well, let me try my hand at football. You know, still playing. I said, let me try my hand at football. And I was very successful at the basketball and the football. So, you know, you're absolutely right.
The funny thing is that what Lombardi did was that he went to the library, checked out the book on the fundamentals of basketball, read the book, and then coached a team to the state title that year.
It can be done.
You're right. That's when you know you can coach. If you know nothing about the sport, you know how to motivate players. Is that what you think you're the best at? Because you used to have to be in charge of officers beneath you. You always had to motivate them because it's a tough, grueling job. You had to make sure that they stayed focused. Is that kind of like, does that transfer over at all to coaching football?
Oh absolutely. Absolutely. You got to be a people person. You got to, you know, have that knack for interacting with people and knowing how to interact with people. And once you gain that and gain their trust, people will come and they'll work for you and they'll play for you. You know, I always tell the guys I'm a player's coach because I got your back 100%. As long as you're doing the things that we ask you to do and you're being coachable. And so, I totally agree with that.
Greg Moore joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. The River City Raiders are taking on the Myrtle Beach Sharks at the Family Arena. The tickets are free, but it's $20 for parking. Game time is 7:00. We will have the call right here on KFNS with Todd Blackstock and David Solomon and Don Johnson. So you can listen to the game, though. Make sure you take your smartphone, download the 590 The Fan app or the TuneIn Radio app, plug in your headphones, and you can listen to the call of the game as Greg Moore leads his boys to victory. Greg, thank you for your time this evening, sir, and good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, guys.
That is Greg Moore, the chief. I like that. From the River City Raiders. Coaching the final home opener or the final home game tomorrow at the Family Arena. I bet you he's got some really great stories. I really wanted to get into it, but just met the guy, don't know him all that well, don't want to maybe get into it on the air, especially about the FBI. How would you like to talk to him about what's going on right now?
Yeah, I have to wonder how often the fact that he was a former police chief for a number of years and a former FBI agent, how often that comes into play just randomly while he's trying to get the guys to run their sprints.
Yeah. You think that
it's a useful form of motivation?
Just a little bit. Kind of like I used to work with somebody who was a retired drill sergeant and female too. And I'll tell you what, when she was ready to kick a little A, she knew how to kick a little A. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Let's take a commercial break and then coming up on the other side, final segment of the night, final segment of the week. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.